Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. We're in our guest segment and you are listening to the Common Sense Show. Thank you for staying with us through the intro. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you benefited from it. You're going to benefit from what we're going to do. We have a two-for-one special here. No, this isn't happy hour, but this is informative hour. We have, in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Paul Martin talking about a threat from without, external, and down the road here in this hour, we're going to also be joined by Wrecker, federal law enforcement agent, and he's going to be talking about the danger of defunding the police in a way that you have never heard before. So we're dealing with dangers within, dangers without. Very quickly, let me tell you, thecommonsenseshow.tv is where you want to be. $2.50 a month on the $30 annual fee. No commercials, no censorship. And really, really good guests. And so you really want to get over there because Roku said they haven't ever seen growth like this recently. And I'm hearing this in all circles. So we are exploding. Join that force because we're going to be a force for good. We're also brought to you by preparewithdave.com. Best in storable food, $100 off the 4-week package. Buying multiple sets will get you closer to your goal of food preparation. Restaurant quality. 25 year shelf life, preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you got to have water. Alexa Pro Pure Water Filter, the best in the business. The research is online at waterwithdave.com along with the 40% off sale. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you got your food, you got your water, all you need then is your gun. So preparewithdave.com for the food, waterwithdave.com for the water, and now we got Paul Martin. Paul's got a breaking story from an inside source, and it parallels, I'm going to save the revelation for Sarah Westall, but she's got something similar that I'm going to talk about after Paul updates us. Paul, thanks for joining us. Time is short in this segment because we're going to be going to Wrecker here in a minute, but tell the audience, you know, in your words, what you found out about Canada and what's coming.
Well, I had a very good, long time source that said this afternoon that they had 6,000 more crack Chinese troops that have come into Northwest Canada, and they are on the American-Canadian border, Dave.
Is it native land?
Just said they had arrived and were on the Canadian-American border.
When you say crack Chinese troops, what do you mean and how do you determine that?
Well, think Special Forces, Delta Force, Green Berets, Navy SEALs, you know, stuff like that.
Are you familiar with what Sarah Westall found?
No, sir, I'm not.
This is like where the rubber meets the road, coincident data. Sarah was interviewing a gentleman named Peter Annette, and he said that under the cover of reservation, Trudeau was letting massive amounts of Chinese troops run free in native land where they couldn't be tracked. And the Royal Mounted Canadian Police are actually supplying them with supplies. Believe it or not, of course, it's Trudeau, or you shouldn't be surprised. And that they're making preparations to cross the border. And let me just explain this part of it, Paul, because this is actually part of my talk in Steve Quayle's Final Impact Brace for Landing conference that I'm speaking at. President Trump has done a lot to negate the Red Dawn south of our border. Do I think we're going to get hit? I do. But Trump has greatly diminished the threat. He has turned El Salvador to an ally, and Southcom is arming them to the teeth, and personnel are there on the ground helping them. That's one. When Trump recruited Bolton to be the National Security Advisor, he gave Bolton one job, get us into Colombia, and he let Bolton believe we were going to invade Venezuela. He double-crossed him, and when that deal was done and we got 10,000 Marines on the ground, 5,000 are left there today, Bolton was fired, and he was used like an old prostitute. Trump had no intention of invading Venezuela, but he wanted the Marines to guard the Darien Gap, which separates South America from Central America, so forces from Bolivia, Peru, and Venezuela marching north could not link up with Nicaragua and the other Red Dawn forces and the embedded Chinese troops that are in the Sierra Madres. So that was number two, brilliant move by Trump. And now he's turned AMLO. And AMLO, he was almost assassinated. His Mexico City police chief was nearly assassinated as a warning to him, don't pivot towards Trump. We need Mexico for the Red Dawn. And AMLO has jumped ship. His life is in danger. And I could see him not finishing it out. The Chinese sent the cartels after him, after the Mexico City police chief, which is a close ally of AMLO. And that attack was thwarted. The police chief was wounded and barely survived. But this is what Trump has done to negate Red Dawn, Paul. And so the Chinese are now hedging their bet by also going north. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when I got this information, I called you, but you weren't available at that moment. And so I called Steve Quell. I wanted him to know because that's northwest of him. And he said, yeah, Paul, my guys are telling me there's probably 75,000 Chinese troops in Canada.
I don't remember the number of people when Sarah Westall was interviewing Peter Annette. Excuse me, I need a drink of water. But I don't recall the exact amount, but I think it was in the tens of thousands. So
yeah, that's what Steve was saying.
Interesting. Well, we're going to come out with this quickly. Excuse me. Boy, something went down the wrong way here. But long story short, Paul, stuff is getting ready to happen. And I think if the Democrats are unsuccessful in unseating Trump, that's when the invasion's going to happen. And I don't know about you, I think it's going to happen before the election.
Oh, I do too. I mean, they're going to roll everything out they can against Trump.
Do you think, well, let me back up. Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff, he said to Congress, we will play no role with the military being involved in the 2020 election.
Yep.
Two Democrats asked him to launch a coup against Trump. He was obligated to say what he said publicly because he could have been implicated in aiding and abetting a treasonous effort against the president. But here's my question. Why aren't these two congresspeople, why aren't they under arrest?
Why are hundreds of people not under arrest, Dave?
Yeah, but why isn't Trump issuing the order? Hey, you just went and asked the Joint Chiefs to overthrow me. You're under arrest. And march them out, handcuffs, do the perp walk in front of the White House.
What Trump's doing just boggles my mind. Or what Trump's not doing boggles my mind.
Yeah, that's better put. I like the way you said that. That is absolutely perfect. So, tell me, Paul, is Trump just going to sit there and take it while they try to overthrow him? Because if they can't do the coup, isn't it reasonable to assume that the assassination is next?
Well, I'm still worried about what your one source said they were worried about was a mass casualty event. Because they can't, you know, they can't pull off a, you know, the lone assassin deal now. But a mass casualty event would work.
I agree. It's not just one source. Oh, I'm getting this in spades. It's conventional thinking now on the part of federal agents that if there's going to be an assassination of Trump, it'll be accompanied by a mass casualty event to disguise the fact that he was the target as opposed to falsely making him look like collateral damage.
Well, I tell you what, if that happens, with all these Chinese to the north, and we don't, I mean, I know from John Moore, they've got the Chinese have five bases in Mexico. And, oh my God. And I mean, and the one thing I worry about is, number one, the governor of California. You've got Oregon and Washington that are basically under siege. That'd be a perfect, militarily, that'd be a perfect zone for the Chinese to come in. And I can't remember her name right now, the female Democrat of New Mexico.
Governor Grissom.
Yeah, Grissom, yeah. Yeah, she'll probably go have a margarita and invite the Chinese in.
She's a piece of work.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she's as bad as Whitmer, and she just doesn't have as big a scale or stage to display her communism, but she is one bad woman. And she's not popular. See, there you go. It's a matter of hook and crook and how you get people in. You talk to people, and they say, I don't care if she's Hispanic or not. She sucks. She's terrible. We need her out. She's destroying our economy, and on and on and on and on. I hear this all the time from people from Mexico, and many of them are Hispanic. And the perception is, oh, they just love her because she's part Hispanic. That has nothing to do with it. Everything is about race to these people. You know that?
Well, yeah, but you and back to the Chinese deal. You gotta remember, these people think in decades. They don't live by a 30-second soundbite like the American people do. And with the fact of the news today, with more crack troops coming in, and they're on the border with the United States and Canada in the Northwest, and the stuff that's going on down south, this is probably a very well-planned operation. And if I was running the operation, and you and I have talked about this a couple times about an EMP, I don't think they need an EMP. I think they can shut the grid down through a cyber attack.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm on the record of saying that in print at thecommonsenseshow.com. The Chinese want to extinguish every American. They want to commit genocide. Wei Fang speech, 2019. I covered it in a 5-part series. John Moore gave us that information. I've been able to confirm it by secondary sources. And he and the last three defense ministers have said genocide to America. America is the only land that has all the resources that we need to provide our needs. Vietnam, Australia, they do not. So we're going for America. And they're talking about using a race-specific bioweapon. At least that was in the Wei Fang speech. So I think the troops are there. They'll launch the agent, and then I think they'll come in. I mean, I think this is a real possibility, Paul. And before I thought, I don't know how they're going to pull this off, but I'm going to report on it, which I did in July of 2019. But, Paul, they're getting ready to do this now. And I think a bio agent will, and also a takedown of the grid. I think that those two things are coming first. What do you think? And we got about 20 seconds.
I totally agree. Totally.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. Well, we've heard the threat from without from Paul, and now we're going to go, in just a minute, we're going to go join Wrecker, our federal law enforcement insider. And let me tell you, folks, he's not an on-the-ground, low-level grunt. This guy that makes decisions, and that's all I'm really permitted to say. But I just want to make sure people understand that we're hearing the threat from without. Troops from China massing on our border. They control the Vancouver port. Sarah Westall and I talked about that last week. And now, Paul, what we're looking at here is they're ready to cross in force. But I'm thinking something's going to happen first. And that's why I think the bioagent's likely. And I think the coronavirus was just a setup for this. That's my personal opinion. And I'm going to stick with it. Anyway, stay tuned, folks. We're going to come right back here, and we'll go right into our interview with Wrecker as we transition to another track. Paul, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you, Dave.
In the world, there are some bad apples here and there. I get it. Roger that. But you cannot take the entire system as a whole and say, we just need to do away with it because X, Y, and Z. Well, what are you going to replace it with? Well, what do you think the communists and the socialists will replace it with? Themselves. You're going to have law enforcement officers, and then you're just going to have enforcers. And let me tell you something. Law enforcement can be held to a standard. The people can sue. The law enforcement officer can be sued himself and be imprisoned. The enforcers can't. The enforcers are going to take you out of your house and kill you. Look into Africa if you don't believe me. See what's going on in South Africa. You think America could survive what's going on in South Africa? No, it can't.
We're approaching it.
We are dangerously approaching it. We're coming up to it as fast as that little bitty asteroid that's going to hit the day before the elections.
Do you believe that? Rate, do you believe that with the asteroid?
You know, I don't know really what to believe from the assholes because they never tell me a straight answer. But at this rate, I just hope the aliens invade. Maybe if the aliens invade, we can fight the aliens and we can, you know, we can do like Will Smith and Independence Day and we can just all band together as the human race, which is what George H.W. Bush said. Isn't that funny how we can segue into that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Everything that's being done has been talked about and rehearsed for years. Look at Operation Mongoose. The Joint Chiefs of Staff were the only one who knew about it. The Joint Chiefs of Staff were the ones who said, you know what, I agree. Let's start World War III with Russia. We're going to start by attacking Cuba. We'll stage everything. We'll kill some people here in America. Now they're just you know, people, so it doesn't really matter. Those are white papers. You can read that.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, we're not far from it. We're not very far from it. You know, there's another funny thing that I would say, Dave. Answer me this. Which takes precedence? Do we believe man or law? To set a man above the law is to negate law entirely. For if the law does not apply equally to all, they apply to none.
That's true. That's exactly right.
To install one man upon such a promontory foundation, which is the flight of the steps by which another man may later ascend by. In fact, if you don't do it the correct way, no one can ascend. And then the lawmakers are the only ones who ascended themselves, which is what a politician is. Look up the definition of a politician. Lawmaker. They're a good speaker. They represent the people. The original term politician which is polis, which comes from the Greek, from Athens. The original polis was the protector of the city. They're the ones who set forth what infrastructure needed to be created. We need bridges and harbors and docks. We need hospitals and schools. We need better farming, better agriculture. We need to also set up better relations with other city-states and form alliances. We need to also employ a military. We need to fund it. We need to trade it. We need to feed it. And we need to deploy it, which means we also need to find an enemy. Otherwise, no one's going to believe anything that we're doing. They're saying we're wasting their time. You know, for a while that worked until democracy was created, and then it was ruled by the mob. Because you can only feed the mob while you can control it. What we see going on right now is the mob that's being steered and directed and fed is being fed propaganda. But what happens when you lose control of the mob and it becomes its own organic entity? You end up having to fight that mob and put it down and making yourself look like the good guy. So the politicians who created the enemy of the state, which is you and I, Dave, with their lackeys to combat us, which is Antifa, BAM, Black Lives Matter, the KKK, the Black Panthers, whatever they want to call themselves, anarchists, terrorists, people who do not believe human life matters. They can defeat both sides. And by defeating both sides, even though they fed both sides, they still come out on top. It's a very well thought out, orchestrated plan. It takes a long time to get put in place. You have to put the right people in certain areas in place, Dave. You have to put the right people on the right TV shows in place, Dave. MSNBC, Fox News. I hate these people. No, I hate these people. But yet they're controlled by the same guy. I believe it's Ted Turner still.
Mm-hmm. That's a good guess, yes.
Yeah. You know, it's humorous, really, when you sit back and you look, because an uneducated man like me, I'm a student of history, a student of war. If I can see that, and I know millions of other Americans who are patriots can see that, what are we going to do about it? Eventually, what can we do about it, Dave? Can we, as a nation, overthrow the politicians? How many times have we heard this bogus remark, we're going to have a million-man armed march, and we're going to go into Congress and Senate and the House, and we're just going to, you know what, we're going to arrest and detain everybody. Oh, yeah? You and whose army? There are 90 law enforcement agencies that surround D.C. There is a army that surrounds our capital. Unless you have another army, you ain't doing nothing about that. Oh, by the way, that same army has an actual real military not too far away to combat that army. Everything has been set up. And honestly, I would say after the 1812 war, we lost this country. We lost this country. The country quickly divided itself, and we had all of our own little groups and all of our little own factions start fighting themselves. You know, in the Peloponnesian Wars throughout Greece, you had state versus state, city-state versus city-state, tribe versus tribe. Well, eventually it evolved, and it's funny, me and my wife were talking about this tonight. The old men said, you know, back in our day, a phalanx would line up against another phalanx, and you would battle from sun up to sundown, and it was the man at arms who fought and who died, and whoever had the biggest army or whoever pushed the other one far enough, they're the ones who won. The first phalanx that broke and routed, the other one won. Nowadays, it's not fought like that because it's faction versus faction within that own army, within that own city-state. That's no different than what we see now. Look what happened in Portland just recently. You had the Patriot Rally versus Antifa. one faction versus another faction. And even though I agree with the Patriot Rally, I agree with the Patriot Prayer Group, I've met a lot of those guys. They're good guys. Some of them should be arrested because they're not so good guys and they're idiots. But I still align myself with them than I do the communist and the anarchist. But it's faction versus faction because we're still Americans, whether you like it or not. Whether you don't like this country or you do like this country, you're still American. Your family was American, unless you just recently got here. You know, if you don't like it, leave. By all means, go to Afghanistan. Take your war, go to Afghanistan. Have fun fighting. Tell me how good that goes for you. Because those people will be at war with their own tribes until God just destroys the entire planet. You know, some people just will not relent. Some people will never stop. And that's the communist. That is the Democrats. That's who they are. Every time you see, I'm a Democrat, whatever, whatever, running for this office, you might as well hear them go ahead and say, I'm a communist and I'm here to destroy America. That's what Joe Biden wants to do. Who, honestly listening to me complain right now, thinks that Joe Biden, if he is elected president, God help me.
Well, I don't think it's going to be Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden will be out quickly because of the 25th Amendment. It's Kamala Harris against Trump.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be Kamala.
And Wrecker, I see her as a combination of AOC and Hillary.
I see Hillary coming back.
I do too. She's making noise.
Her pathetic little rant the other day for the DNC, when she complained again about how she lost, about how Trump cheated, and that's the reason why we need to do all this mess we have with the United States Postal Service so we can have mail-in ballots. They're setting it up already that this whole thing can be thrown out. Trump himself has already admitted this election may not take place. This election is already going to be a fraud. It's already going to have to be relooked at. Well, you don't think the Democrats aren't setting that up so that they can immediately cry foul the next day? Come on, people. They know it's going to happen. They're ready for it. Everyone says that, you know, there's an October surprise. We may get an October surprise, but the December and January surprise is going to be shocking. Because what follows after Trump is reelected will be one of the most dangerous times America has ever seen. More dangerous than the Revolutionary War, more dangerous than the American-Mexican War, more dangerous than the American-Native American War. That will fail in not even come close to what this country will do to itself. And I say this because the Democrats and the technological elite, the technocrats, they are not stopping what they are doing. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Bill Gates has made sure your kids ain't going to go back to school. If they do, by God, they will have a chip in their hand. And if they have a chip in their hand, by God, they will have the tattoo underneath their skin so they can be marked and they can be notified. They're setting it up, and we're watching them do it. What are we going to do about it? Well, let me tell you this much. And as a Christian man, I'm gonna say something a lot of you aren't going to like. And if you don't like it, well, take that one up with God, because it's in the Bible. There's nothing we can do about it. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. The Bible clearly states we are going to get the false prophet. It clearly states that we are going to get the man of sin. We are going to get the Antichrist. You're not going to be sucked out of here. There's not an emergency ejection button. You're going to go through something terrible. If this is our time, if this really is this time, this day of age, if the Son of Man is coming back, that soon, we're going to go through something this world has never experienced. And there's going to be volcanoes erupting that's going to black out the sky. There's going to be stars falling from heavens that's going to kill, what, a quarter of the life in the sea, a quarter of the life on the earth. It's going to poison most of the water. You're going to have the armies of hell coming out of the pit of the abyss. You're going to have the New World Order. The Bible clearly states, and I'm not reading from Revelation right now, so all the trolls, don't beat me up on this. If I ad-lib a little bit, have mercy. The Antichrist is going to be given the ability to overcome the saints. That's us. That means that no matter how many 50 caliber machine guns you can get, no matter the cool guy gear, no matter how much food and medicine and preps or the tanks that you can buy, there's nothing you can do about it except endure. Man cannot save himself. Jesus is the one who saves us. The Bible tells us that we are to pray, stay steadfast in prayer, waiting for him to return like a thief in the night. And when it breaks bad, and it's going to break bad, run to the mountains. God will have a remnant. God will take care of his people, but we're going to go through something terrible. Men's hearts will fail for fear for what's coming upon this earth. There's not one person on this earth who has lived from the beginning of time to this time now who is going to experience what will soon come. We have no words for it except for it's going to be pure horror. You're going to have millions of people that are going to be executed in the name of Jesus. They're called martyrs, and they are the beloved people of heaven. So I'll tell you this much, Christians, don't take the mark of the beast. Do not. You do not listen to any of those damn pastors who call themselves shepherds. You don't listen to them. Hear my voice. You don't take the mark of the beast. If someone says, ah, you know what? This Revelation stuff's not happening anytime soon. It's COVID-19. And Bill Gates says we're never going to, you know, shake hands again. So just go ahead and take the chip in the hand. That way you can buy, sell, and trade. You leave that church. You stand up and rebuke that man or woman first, and you correct them for what the Bible actually says, and you leave and you don't go back. Because there is going to be many, many who are going to come in the name of Jesus, and they won't be him. And there's going to be many who are going to lead you astray. You don't listen to them. Hear my voice. You do not listen to them. That time is coming. And I work for the government, and I'm scared of my government. I'll say that again. I'm scared of my government. I'm scared of the power that we have given them, because they are not going to give it back. You honestly think that there's one politician out there who's going to relinquish the reins of power that we've given them?
No way in hell.
No. Would you?
No.
If you were given unlimited power, unlimited funds, hey, Jeffrey Epstein's island, come jump aboard of this jet. Trust me, no one will ever know. Wink, wink. A lot of them bought it. But the sins of our leaders are going to come out. As Steve Quell told me this years ago, and I said, Steve, how will I know when all this starts? I'm a baby Christian. I'm still drinking the milk. How will I know when this starts? Because there's a lot of people who are saying a lot of things, and I'm confused. He said, when the sins of the leaders are revealed, and then the sins of the people are revealed, destruction's coming. And the Bible clearly states it's sudden destruction. Read back through Revelation, man. It's shocking what happens. God hits some of these places like New Babylon, which no one can tell me if that's New York or Las Vegas or Hollywood or America. Doesn't matter. New Babylon, if you clearly see what's going on, the iniquities, the sins, the sexual immoralities, the depravity, it is America wrote over. It's going to be hit by fire. And, you know, there's a lot of people who say, well, why isn't America talked about in Armageddon? And, you know, I don't want to go down that road, but maybe because there's not an America left. When New Babylon is destroyed, the kings of the world weep and moan because they can't get their nookie anymore. America is the biggest exporter of pornography in the world. That's what we got going for us. We're the biggest exporter of adultery, of sexual immorality. The pedophile gate that's coming out. Has anyone been arrested for it yet?
No.
Do you think, honestly, that the people involved in the pedophile gate would arrest their friends, which could lead to themselves? No. They're not that stupid. And trust me, it always seems to happen, Dave, when we're about to get to something super close that's going to be explosive and the whole world's going to go, my God, I can't believe this was revealed. A plane is going to fly into a building and kill 3,000 people.
I've been saying that too. We are headed for a false flag event here in the near future. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. Something bad this way comes, Dave. And trust me, I'm just like everyone else. I got a bunch of food. I got a bunch of food stored, medical supplies, guns, gadgets, gear, ammo, bug out place. But at the end of the day, none of that really matters. Because if it hits in your area and you have but minutes to escape, are you going to be able to gather all that stuff?
No.
Maybe. Maybe, maybe not.
If you're ready. If you have a bug out bag ready.
Yeah. And, you know, how much can a bag carry? However much you can stick in it, man. I'll tell you this much. When I was in the military, I could not believe how much stuff could go inside my rucksack or how much stuff I could dingle-dangle off the side of my rucksack. But it got to the point that I think I had 120 pounds worth of gear. Oh, guys, guess what? We're going to go on a nice 10-mile walk. It destroyed my body. And I was a young man, Dave. War is fought by young men. That's why politicians, as fiery as they are, as fiery as sweetheart Lindsey Graham is, sweetheart Lindsey Graham hasn't picked up a gun and shot it at another man in anger and will not. Because he's a politician. He's a leader. He's a lord of the manor. He gets people like us to do it. We willfully fight their wars. What happens, Dave, if we just say, no, you know what, we're not doing it? Well, we're going to have the forced indoctrination of people, like Vietnam. No, we're not going. Well, then we're going to use the law to come against you. Well, that's going to scare a lot of people, because a lot of people don't want to break the law. But if you're a good, common person doesn't want to break the law, they'll fold under the pressure. Because people are folding under the pressure of wearing a mask. If you can fold under the pressure of wearing a mask, you don't think you can be forced into a New World Order army? That's going to surprise a lot of Christians. How many of their friends turned them in because they had a little extra rice? I've told this story before and I'll tell it again. When Mao Zedong was in charge of China, there was a story of a woman who, she lived on a village that grew rice for the people, and all the rice that they grew, they couldn't keep, it had to go to the communists, and then the communists would send them back about an eighth of what they grew, and then it was disseminated out, and you could only eat your shared portion. And she would give a little bit of her rice, a little bit of her food stubs, to a cat. Well, her neighbor saw her giving this to a cat and said, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that. That's only meant for you. And, well, you know, it's my cat, so I can feed her my damn food if I want. Well, no. No, you can't, because the communists said you can't. And the communists will kill you if you don't do what they say. And I got a family to protect, and dang, now I'm sitting here talking to you about how you're feeding your rice to that cat. They could come after me if I don't say anything. You know I got to turn you in now. You don't think that story's true? Look it up. You could find numerous ones like it.
Well, I can tell you where else it's true. Listen, I maintain that what's going on in New Zealand is a beta test for what's coming here. And in New Zealand, I've published excerpts of the law, done podcasts on it. You cannot barter, but also now you cannot share food. If you and I were to go visit someone in New Zealand, they would technically be in violation of the law if they gave us food, if we stayed with them.
You know, this is just, this gets better every day. You know, I own a bunch of chickens, as most preppers do. You know, what happens if I lose my job or I quit or whatever and I decide to homestead and farm and I want to set up my own farmer's market? Well, you got a license for that? You got to get permission from the town council for that? Oh, you can't sell that. Why? Because the FDA didn't approve it. And the health inspector didn't approve it either. Dump that milk out. Mm-mm, no. And if you don't think that happens, that happened in quite a few places where they grew good, wholesome milk that's not completely poisonous to drink anymore. You might as well be drinking Elmer's glue. They will come after you with the full extent of the law that the people that we put in power, who forgot their original purpose, the abuses that they install will be used to abuse us, not them. Not them. I've worked for some politicians before, and that's the reason why I keep saying it. I wouldn't trust a politician to fill a sandbag. I mean,
most of them wouldn't know how.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there who have some credibility, but very little to me. Because you know for a fact, we all know, that a politician goes out there to lie. A lot of times, they lie. And they get caught in their lies. And they make up for their lies with more lies, which are called promises. I still can't buy a suppressor right now. I have to go through the ATF to get a tax stamp to get a suppressor. But we had the Hearing Act that was supposed to come up like 2019, 2018, that would have said, nope, this is stupid. You can buy suppressors because it's just an attachment to a weapon. You know, in Europe, where you can't buy, you can't even buy a firearm anymore, maybe like a single-barreled shotgun, it's considered the same thing as a flashlight. If I put a flashlight on a rifle in Europe, the suppressor is considered the same thing. But in America, oh, now it's this destructive weapon. Well, how about this? If those gun laws are so bad, and the Democrats want the same Nazi-style gun laws here, where they take all the guns because, you know, the police are the ones who are going to protect you. Right? Haven't we heard that lie before?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, now they're defunding the police. So who's going to protect us? I know who. Antifa will protect us. Because I watched a video today of what's going on in Wisconsin, and a SWAT vehicle, which is, I'm pretty sure it was an MRAP, but a SWAT vehicle is trying to get to the downtown scene where people are looting and rioting and expressing themselves through the summer of love. And these people had long rifles pointing at the cops. stopping the cops from coming in. Good on those officers, A, for not running them over in a bullet-resistant vehicle, or not gunning them down in the street, though I'm sure if I had talks with them, we would all agree what probably should have been done. Good on you for not doing that. However, how much longer can we expect that? Was that just a one-time thing, or is that fixing to be a new tactic that we're going to see, Dave? Is the left going to start bringing out their rifles and pointing them at the right? Are they going to try and start stopping law enforcement vehicles from getting from point A to point B? Because if I am my vehicle and I'm going to a known riot and I have rioters with long rifles pointing them at me, buddy, you best go ahead and just get this in your mind. I'm dropping the hammer before you know what to do, because I'm going home. Where I come from, you point a gun at somebody, it means you have the intent to kill, which is the primary use of that weapon. But I thought the Democrats wanted to take it off the streets. See, they don't. They want to take it out of your hands. And your hands is our hands, Dave. The patriot hands. The people who support the Constitution, who support the rule of law, the accurate use of the law. They can't have that, because as long as people are allowed to protect themselves and feed themselves and work for themselves and make themselves into something without falling into the caste system, they're uncontrollable. You know, they just barely got control of us now because of the IRS, which is socialism. However, just wait. Wait whenever they start to mandate vaccines. I heard a nasty rumor that Governor Greg Abbott may mandate vaccines in Texas.
He's going to, yes. Well, buddy, I've got the same thing. Yeah.
Well, buddy, I wouldn't be in Texas anymore.
Yeah, but it's going to come down federally if Trump loses. And I'm not sure Trump can stop it either.
Yeah, I mean, who can stop it? Because what are the threats if you don't take the vaccine? You're not going to be able to pay your taxes, your mortgage, your property insurance. You can't have car insurance. You can't have your driver's license. How many rights can be taken away because of a vaccine, which is for a quote-unquote virus that we still can't even study yet, because no one can actually take the virus and figure out what in the hell it is. Oh, by the way, we're going to keep implementing draconian laws for something that we know doesn't even help stop the virus, that we think it's a virus. You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
The point of it is to confuse you to the point that you just give up, to frustrate you to the point that you just give up. Now, I'm not a man with a bunch of answers. I can only do what God leads me to do and what my gut tells me to do. But I ain't taking the vaccine. I agree with people who say I ain't taking the vaccine.
I'm not taking it either.
I know doctors that were from the CDC that were virologists. It takes 5 to 10 years to have an effective vaccine so that we know what the problems with that vaccine are. So you're going to tell me that Bill Gates made one in under a year? Bill Gates has had a vaccine. That's why hydroxychloroquine can't even be talked about on YouTube. Sorry, Dave, I probably just demonetized you.
You're right. No, you're right. It can't be talked about. And I'll tell you why that's true. You can talk about no alternative treatment. CBD has lessened symptoms as well, too. But if anything else is brought to bear for treatment, then the vaccine can't be mandated if there's a choice. That's why they're doing this.
You know, it's funny. Where I grew up, people used to drink, well, just used to, still do, consume moonshine whenever they were sick. Give you a little shot of that gasoline in the morning, you're going to feel good. Well, you know, you may think that's a lie, but I knew my grandparents, I knew people's grandparents that were in their late 80s and 90s who did it every day still lived a healthy, fine life. And they, you know, you come across the flu constantly, which kills hundreds of thousands of people a year. But, you know, that's the next pandemic. I can already see it now. Can you believe it? COVID-19 has attacked the flu virus, and they've morphed into this weird zombie-like virus. And
you're
now
right.
We have this to
they're going
to
combine them. They've already tipped their hand. You're right. Because they're counting the flu numbers against COVID numbers starting in November. You're right. You're absolutely right. The fix is in, you know, but let me take you to a place where this ends the argument. You only need to have this one fact. April 18th and again in May, Commissioner Hahn of the FDA put out a memo saying we're not going to require the test manufacturers to validate their test results. We trust them. And the emergency nature of the situation means we need to get testing right away. Hello, I used to teach stat and research. You wouldn't get out of my midterm with that kind of logic. If you don't have a validated test with validated numbers, you do not have a test. And these numbers are all fake as a result. Recker, let's give a little summary here because we've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I guess the summary is read your Bible. Do not take the mark. Do not take the vaccine. And stay ready for whatever is fixing to come, because this ain't done. Whatever is happening in these streets, it's going to continue to happen. Stay safe, stay armed, stay vigilant, stay healthy. Love your neighbor as you love thyself.
Exactly.
Dave,
thanks,
thank
buddy.
You for always having me on.
Hey, it's awesome.
I appreciate it.
Awesome to have you. We're going to get you on the TV show next week.
All right, Dave.
This has been terrific. Thanks a lot, Recker. We'll be in touch.
Appreciate it, man.
Take care.
Bye.